have about fainting and swooning, but it's not me, it's a mate of mine in Canada when I grew up over there.
What do you do?
Well, every time he laughed, he fainted.
Really?
Every single time. Not a little chuckle, but as soon as he had anything slightly more than a chuckle,
that would be it.
Well, yeah, that's it. No, no. No. I mean, it's alright, he grew out of it. So, for about 2 years, all you have to do is tell him a joke, ha ha, plop, dead. That was it. So, being the sort of nice friends that we were at the time, of course, we sort of like, you know, just talking jokes all the time.
Without fail.
Honest to God, as soon as you got him laughing for more than 3 seconds, that would be it. Plop out like a light.
What a gift. What was his name?
Oh, his name was Dave Newstead.
Dave Newstead.
Yeah.
I dare say there was a Mrs. Newstead out there.
Probably.
And she's suddenly turned around and... Did you? Did you know how many Dave Newstead there are? And he's gone for the first time in years.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Mate, gone.
A secret reveal.
I know.
I mean, let me tell the punchline of one of my Scottish jokes again. Let's imagine now the Newstead breakfast table where he's going, oh, no, oh, no. And he can't get up and walk away because they all say, it was you, Dave. Because he's sitting there. No, of course not. So let's tell one of these Scottish punchlines. She's in the distillery making Johnny Walker Red. All of a sudden in the Newstead house, what's happened to Dad? Dad? Lift his face out of the rice presses, pop it back in again. Sit straight bolt upright. No, no, it could have any Dave Newstead at any time, anywhere. 8 o'clock.
On 909 and 693 AM, this is Danny Baker's Morning Edition on BBC Radio 5.